Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, You Need to Act Like a Son of God Already in Progress.
Good to have each one of you to Living Savior Church today. Praise the Lord. Aren't we glad we serve an awesome Jesus? There's something I want to talk about a little bit. The problem is, you know, that whenever you pray for someone and you learn you can remit their sins, and, you know, we've learned that here, that we can forgive people's sins. And we do this, and we have people send us emails and everything, and Cheryl and I will remit their sin and pray the prayer of faith, and we'll go through all the things we've learned, and it works. And the person we prayed for either got delivered, got healed, or whatever. But the thing that happens after that, somebody calls in and or writes us and says, I want you to pray for my aunt or whatever. My nephew's down at the hospital in terminal and is not going to make it. And so we remit the sins of the parents since we've learned all these things. And we pray for the child, and lo and behold, in a few days, they call back and say, wow, this is awesome. The child is healed. And then I try to tell them, you need to have the parents come to see us. We need to train you in the kingdom. Oh, we ain't got time for that. We just want to get healed. We're okay now. Well, so in about, you beg and you plead and you tell them, you know, come to Jesus, you know. I mean, you have to come to Jesus. That's what he healed the person for, was to bring you to him. Oh, but Pastor Scripture, you prayed and it happened, so that's all I needed. No, that's not all you needed. Pastor Scrivener, he was lucky enough to get to pray for you, and God honored his prayer. But it wasn't Pastor Scrivener, it was Jesus that healed you. Amen. And Jesus wants a relationship with you. Amen. And so I said, you need to come to see us. And so many times people never do. Once they get what they want, then they're okay. I don't need Jesus. You mean to tell me that if I come to Jesus and come to the church, you might ask me to come back again the next Sunday? Oh, my goodness. How terrible to have to come back to church. You know, it amazes me, people that don't have time for God on this earth. And I know lots of them. I've met lots of them. I've seen lots of them. They don't have time for Jesus. They don't have time to come to church until they get sick. Now then, they're all sick and everything, and they're talking to somebody, and somebody says, you know, you need to go out to the Living Savior Church. They get people healed out there. They also, you know, if you need money, you go out there, they'll give you some money. You have no idea how many times I've heard that. Yes, I have said when people come in and have a problem, if I can help them, if I can. So I have people that just call me and want me to send them money. I heard on one of your CDs you give people money. So I need $500 to pay my rent this month. So would you please send me $500? No, I'm not going to send you $500 because you're not coming to church. Where do you go to church? Well, I don't go to church. Well, then go to that church and see if they'll give you $500. It just never ceases to amaze me that people want to believe that, you know, that once we've learned how to do this, call Thurman and Cheryl, they'll pray for you and you'll get healed. You know, it's just like this Psalm 91 thing. As the years we've read and studied Psalms 91, now, although this is just beginning to really take off, and Bill and Betty are giving out these things and everything, and I'm going to tell you there's going to be people in the future that after they learn how this works and they start seeing the results, they're going to be begging for one of these things, these placards or whatever that's got Psalm 91 on it. And they're thinking that if I can just read Psalm 91 every day before I go to work, I'll be protected. And they will. And after maybe a year or two or three or whatever, and almost all the injuries have gone away and the deaths have gone away and everything, and people say, you know, well, wasn't that nice that that coincidence of us taking this psalm? Y'all understand where I'm coming from?
Yes.
So I don't need this today. Here, let me just leave this at home. I don't need that today. And people, I mean, that's the way we are. That's just the way we are. So you have to constantly tell people. You have to constantly have remind them, you need to come to church. You need to hear the Word of God. When God says He hates sin, let me tell you, He's never changed in thousands of years. He still hates sin. Amen. And He still will judge sin. Amen. And we have people all over the place that's living in the church. I mean, the sin. If we would only realize, all you need to do when somebody calls us now and they give us a note, and Cheryl will say, honey, this is 3 pages long. I said, well, what do they want? Well, they want you to pray for their aunt. They want you to pray for their son-in-law. They want you to pray for their daughter. They want you to, I mean, on and on and on and on. Well, in fact, they want you to put them on a prayer list so you can pray for them every day. I said, I don't do that. I don't pray for people every, when I pray for you, when I pray for you on Sunday, if you come into my line and I pray for you and I get you to repent of sin, I pray, I believe I have an answer to my prayer and I don't need to pray for you every day. When I pray, I believe God's going to answer my prayer, don't you?
Yes.
And He does. But you know what He wants you to do? He wants you to praise Him. He wants you to forget Thurman Scrivener prayed for you, Franz. But He wants you never to forget that He healed you.
Right.
And you won't, right?
Amen.
But that's what He wants from every one of us. I mean, that's what He wants. He can do everything. It depends on what line of work you're in or whatever you're doing. But God can do anything and everything to bring you to Him. And He'll have to use men on this earth to do it. Because He puts us in with them. He wants to use you. He wants you to be used for His glory. But He wants you to know that He's God and that He will forgive your sins. So whenever I tell people now, like in fact, we just had one. I told Cheryl, I said, just when they wrote back and said they got an answer to prayer, and we got 2 or 3 answers to prayer for this particular person over the last few weeks, and now then that we got 2 or 3 answers to prayer, everything they can think of that they need prayer for, they call us. I mean, but say, doesn't that make sense?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you find somebody that you call them, and every time you call them, they get a prayer answered, hey, when you need a prayer answered, you call them, right?
Absolutely.
I ain't no dummy. You know? Is that right? Yeah, so, but anyway, they wrote and says, I want you, this 3 or 4 pages of stuff. And I said, told Cheryl, I said, well, I'm not doing this anymore. I said, now every prayer we've prayed for these people and they wanted 1 or 2, we got an answer to our prayer. So now then they're writing and they won't pray for everybody imaginable, for everything imaginable. So I say, you know, it's time you learn how to do this yourself. Now then, get in the Word. Let me send you a few links where you know where you can listen to certain teachings. I said, I've only got about 1,000 of these that you can listen to. Now then, if somebody were to tell you that Pastor Thurman Scrivener doesn't ever read the Bible, what could you tell them? Do you think that Pastor Thurman Scrivener never reads the Bible? You think he's never? So if you call me and want to give me counsel on the Bible, you know, you better be ready.
That's right.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
I know one time Cheryl, somebody called me and told me I was wrong and what I was doing. We had just got tremendous answer to prayer doing it the way the Word said. And they called and said, you know, you're completely out of order. That's not what the Bible means. And Cheryl looked at me and she said, you know, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. here you've just used this and you've prayed for all these people and God answered your prayer every time and healed every one of these people. And this guy's writing you to tell you that you don't know what you're talking about. God don't heal anymore. Well, what kind of deal is this? So if somebody walks in your office and you see the problem they have, and you say, well, I'd like to start first in the book of James, and I'd like for you to read a scripture to me, James 5 or whatever. And I say, you brought your Bible? Yes, yes, we were coming here, so we brought our Bible. I said, okay, find James 5 for me, James chapter 5. And when I said that, he started looking and he handed the Bible to her. And she started thumbing through it. And I said, do you know where the book of James is at? And she says, no, I do not. I said, well, if I told you it was in the New Testament, would that help? And she says, I don't know what the New Testament is. Now you want to know, to those that come to God must come to him in faith. Do these people have any faith? No, none whatsoever. So now do we serve an awesome, merciful God?
Sure do.
So when you spend 3 or 4 hours now with these people, they drove all the way from New Mexico, and they're in my office with me or in the ministry room, and we spent 3 or 4 or 5 hours, a whole afternoon way in into the evening, of discussing Scripture and talking about the Word of God and explaining it to them, going over it word by word and everything. After about 4 or 5 hours, I finally told them, I said, well, y'all are definitely increasing in your faith. You're at least learning where some of the books of the Bible are. So I said, now then, since y'all got to go back home tonight, I'm going to call on the mercy of God. The mercy. Is he a merciful God? Oh, is he ever? I called on the mercy of God for these two people. And the Lord had been right there all afternoon with me and those people. He knew exactly what we were doing. He knew their hearts. And when I prayed the prayer of faith for those two people, the Master healed both of those two people. You know, do we serve an awesome God?
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, You Need to Act Like a Son of God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.